Our guest today is Dr. Tabor Griswold, Health Services Researcher in the University of Nevada School of Medicine's Office of Statewide Initiatives. Thank you, Tabor, for being with us today.
And thank you for inviting me.
Let's start with the basics. What is the Nevada Instant Atlas and who created it?
The Nevada Instant Atlas is an online database created by the School of Medicine's Office of Statewide Initiatives as a companion to the printed Nevada Rural and Frontier Health Data Book, which has had 7 editions.
Why was the Instant Atlas created?
It was created because a lot of people, when they look at tables of data, have a difficult time in seeing differences. So when you do an online display, you can see those differences between the 17 counties of Nevada. And it's also color-coded that highlights lows and highs. It also is a single point of data collection instead of having to look through dozens of sources. We also designed it as a public service so that anybody has access to this health data.
So this health data, what are some of the healthcare indicators that are included in this online database?
There's health indicators which discuss the population health, and there are healthcare indicators which discuss access to healthcare. So we have 4 types of data that we've grouped together. We're talking about population demographics, income and poverty, which impact population health, insured and uninsured, which impact access to health care, and then population behavioral health, such as obesity prevalence, which highlights access to specific health care programs.
What information comprises this online database?
The information comes from dozens and dozens of sources. And a way to explain it is that we talk about the different types of population so that you can target a specific age group, the income and poverty so that you can see changes and the different type of income in different counties, population health indicators, whether it's insurance or birth rates, and healthcare workforce descriptions of all the different types of healthcare professionals that are out there. After we had added in the data that's in the Nevada Rural and Frontier Health Database, we also added data from the county health rankings, which increased the availability of population health information.
For the purpose of this discussion, what is the difference between a rural and a frontier county in Nevada?
In rural counties, there are more population than all in frontier counties. And the best way to describe it is a person who lives in Ely in White Pine County has to travel 240 miles to either Salt Lake or Las Vegas to receive important or acute hospital care. A person who lives in Fernley in Lyon County, which is a rural county, only drives 35 miles. And that is a huge difference when you think in terms of mileage.
So tell us about the advantages of the online display over the printed version of the Nevada Rural and Frontier Health Data Book.
The printed data book is really a good resource if you're looking for information about a single county. You can be very focused. But when we have 17 counties with a great variation of data that we have, displaying the information online using county geography helps show the differences between counties in a large state with large counties. The visual display of the selected indicators allows for a little nuance of highs and lows using a color coding scheme. We chose blue because of Nevada blue. The indicators also have multiple years there, if available, so that you can see trending going up or trending going down. The compilation of these indicators is further explained by using bullet points, highlighting regional differences in addition to the variation between different counties. And the source of the information is available. It is also mobile compatible.
And you're listening to Beyond the Headlines from KUNR Reno Public Radio. I'm Ann McMillan, and today we are talking about the Nevada Instant Atlas, an online visual representation of healthcare indicators in Nevada. Our guest is Dr. Tabor Griswold of the School of Medicine's Office of Statewide Initiatives. So, Tabor, does the database include just rural and frontier county data for the state of Nevada?
No. It includes all 17 counties, which is the three urban counties of Carson City, Clark, and Washoe. The intent 12 years ago of the original data book was to add to the available information at that time of Carson City, Clark, Washoe, and balance of state. The Nevada State Office of Rural Health wanted to explore the nuances of the data between a wealthy rural county as Douglas County, and nearby poorer frontier counties such as Mineral and Esmeralda. And people who are interested in these 14 rural and frontier counties can understand the different types of income and population health issues that may not be the same going from one county to another.
Who should be using this online resource?
This resource is for public policy makers, such as the state legislators and county officials, to help frame some of these questions that we have in the state. It is used by public health departments and officials, hospitals and other health care administrators, rural health advocates, and any residents of Nevada, and particularly those living in rural and frontier. With having the online version, it will make it much easier for media professionals to access this data.
For what purpose may this data be used?
In the past, the data has been used for writing grants and perhaps look at a single topic. With having the data compiled together in this accessible way, then a county profile or a county health assessment is much easier to compile using the information concerning rates of poverty, education, population health, employment, and access to the healthcare workforce.
You have said that the data is organized by Nevada's 17 counties. Is that the only way it's organized?
To organize it just by the counties would not help frame comparison data. So we also have indicators for the rural and frontier area, the urban, the state, and if available, the national indicator value. This then allows for comparisons to see how Nevada ranks using these different pieces. It becomes important when you realize there is such a variation within the state that some counties may actually be at the national median, as others are not.
Will the Nevada Instant Atlas be updated on an ongoing basis?
Yes, that is our intention, to post information as it becomes available, and then we will be doing a print edition in preparation for the biennial legislature.
Thank you, Tabor, for sharing the information on this valuable online resource. Please search online for Nevada Instant Atlas to find the website.